The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Football season has begun, and we've lost our men, ladies. We've lost our men. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and we're discussing the show, okay? I'm looking at my husband, DJ Automatic. I'm looking at my best friend, Anthony A., and I'm talking about what we're planning for today's What Guys Think, and then they just look at each other.
Talking about our RB1s and bow cow running backs and
for two
ups and downs
freaking days in a row. I can't even get you guys to concentrate on this show.
Dana, it's very important. It's fantasy football time, okay?
And I just found out you guys are taking a freaking road trip. I didn't even know that was happening.
Hey, I'm like, I got to be a man sometime, okay? I'm always a dad. I'm always a husband.
Okay.
I got to be a man someday.
God bless America. Settle down.
There's a lot of women out there. Shout out to the cool girls out there who also play fantasy football. Yeah.
You think that pretending that you're doing something is cool?
Some women actually like fantasy football.
Time out.
That was a shot right
that
there
was
at those
rude
women.
As hell. What do you mean pretending to do something? I'm managing these players,
you're
Dana.
You're actually...
I am an active GM. I'm in the same conversation with Jerry Jones. I don't know if you noticed, but I won a championship last year. Okay?
I did notice because my husband has never stopped talking about it.
I was undefeated last year, and I lost, and Anthony won the championship.
Let me tell you guys something. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of men listening who love their fantasy football, but there's a lot of ladies in my shoes that just have been ignored now for 48 hours, and it's a lot. It's a lot to handle. We're talking
Dana,
about houses
football
last
starts
night.
Tonight.
We're talking about our job, and all you guys can do is look each other in the eye, and I'm like, stop already.
I'm proud that you took Christian McCaffrey in the first round.
Thank you.
It's going to be great for our PPR league.
Who is that?
Do you have anybody on the Packers or the Bears?
Hell no. I do not.
You guys remind me of this.
It's our fantasy baseball draft. We said no wives.
Your fantasy what?
It's our draft. The fantasy baseball. I told you all about this. Got Matsui.
Who's that?
Well, first of all, that's baseball, but
anything Paul Rudd does, I want to be a part of.
833 Dana Show. It's What Guys Think. So, you know, I got questions right now. Do you play fantasy football? Maybe I got a couple of questions. Hello, who is this?
This is Ram.
Ram. I have one question for you. Well, maybe a couple, but I'll begin with, do you play fantasy football?
No, that's for guys under 25 years old. I don't fit that category.
Well, good thing I'm under 25.
Oh, so, let me move because the lightning coming for DJ Automatic. All right, what do you think it is? Why do you think guys like to play?
Look, let me include Otto and Anthony in that group. Everybody who plays that wants to dream of being a great football player and obviously didn't make it, so they lived through their fantasy football.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to let you know that I never dreamt of being a great football player. I didn't even play high school football.
Did you ever play football at all?
You never played football at all?
I played until eighth grade.
Why did you quit?
The reason I didn't play in high school is I never had good grades. But they always made me eligible for baseball because I was really good for baseball.
Have you ever dreamt of winning a fantasy football championship?
Oh, come on.
Because you haven't.
This year, according to my report card here, I don't have any chance of winning it.
That's horrible. Why do you play then? I don't understand.
Dana!
Hey, you gotta play the season in order to know that I'm gonna lose.
Support your man, Dana. Dana, support your man.
Look, let me tell you, we did have a moment to powwow before the love began. Okay? And these guys have put together a couple of reasons, ladies.
Yes.
We need to support your man's lame attempt at recapturing his glory days.
It's not lame. It's fantasy football. It's Dungeons and Dragons for jocks.
There you
all
go.
All right? We could be GMs one day.
Like I said.
I pretty much am.
You are.
Support your man's lame attempt to recapture the glory days. We'll tell you why you should when we come back. It's What Guys Think on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's fantasy football time, and ladies, we've lost our men to each other trying to get ready for the Dana Cortez Show. We got a lot of work to do here. We got work to do, and I'm talking about what guys think, and I'm trying to read a message that one of my fellow girls sent me on Instagram to ask you guys, and instead, Automatic looks at Anthony deep in his eyes, and they start talking about stuff I don't understand.
Talk about fantasy football.
I think you just feel left out. You know, you could be a part of our league if you actually knew anything about football.
Dude.
And if you weren't a Cowboys fan.
No.
No, stop it. You don't want that because you don't want Dana to join our league.
And then what if she beat me?
And you don't want to get beat by your own wife in our league.
Well, first of all, I would pick all Cowboys players.
You can't. Draft all the
it
Cowboys.
It doesn't work that way.
I would do an automatic draft.
Dana, it doesn't work that way.
Yes, it does.
She thought she knew what that meant.
I'm not the only one that thinks it's lame. One of our fellow guys said this, in case you just turn the radio on.
Look, let me include Otto and Anthony in that group. Everybody who plays that once dreamed of being a great football player and obviously didn't make it, so they lived through their fantasy football.
Exactly, much like...
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Name that fantasy football lame-o.
Uncle Rico.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
I never thought that Dana talking fantasy sports is worse than Dana talking real sports.
So give me a reason. You said that there were reasons that the ladies should support their partner's decision in giving everything up and just throwing it all into fantasy football. What's some of the reasons?
Number Automatic. One is that I just need male companionship. I live with all women. I even have...
I'm not good enough anymore?
No, I love spending time with you. I do, but I need to have... The only guy that I talk to on a regular basis is Anthony.
And now you're talking to him like this.
I'm not even the manliest man, you know. I just got a manicure yesterday.
And the other reason I need this is it's not... It has nothing to do with radio. It has nothing to do with music. It has nothing to do with DJing. It gives me, like... stuff to talk about that has nothing to do with work and talk to guys that don't work in radio, music, or just DJ at all.
There it is, dude.
Okay,
I love
gosh.
It. Automatic's a fan of the bro down.
I need some bro down time.
I love it. I love it.
So
I
it's
love
just
it.
A full-fledged bromance.
It's a full-fledged bromance that can lead to a great Christmas gift for you ladies.
Reasons,
how much
okay.
money did you win last year?
Listen, when you win a championship.
Uncle Sam ain't listening.
When you win your first fantasy football championships, we can talk about payouts, okay, bud?
It was at least four figures, right?
it looked like a zip code, okay? It looked like a zip code in there.
Hey! Is that your only reason?
Well, yeah, really?
You can't win.
I played high school football.
Don't remind me of.
Four touchdowns in one game.
Fantasy football.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I just saw this thing. It's 100% scientific fact. Women who support their men's fantasy habits don't get cheated on.
Oh my God.
There you go.
That's ridiculous.
Look at that. Wow.
So bad.
Wow.
Name your reasons. We're continuing this conversation online. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. If you're on Facebook, and I know you are, go to Dana Cortez Show. Why do you support your man in his fantasy football?
Hit Anthony and I with your picks. Hit Anthony and I with your picks. Let us know who you got.
And we'll be right back, y'all, with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Time for Dear Dana here on the Dana Cortez Show. Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
So you can always message me at Dana Cortez on Instagram. If you're on the Facebook, Dana Cortez Show, this message begins. Dear Dana, I've had the same best friend for 3 years, and now I have stronger feelings for him. I never thought I'd feel this way, but I want to ask him out on a date. And I think he feels the same way. We've both been through a few relationships that didn't work out and end up laughing about him and talking about him. We talk for hours. We meet up almost every day. Is this a good or bad idea? And then she ends the message with, I'm nervous because if it doesn't work out, or what if he says no to my date? It could mean the end of our friendship.
Oh, 100% means the end of your friendship. 100%.
Either which way, yeah, it's the end of the friendship no matter what. Sure. You're crossing the line.
Yeah, this sucks for her. I feel bad because it sounds like he doesn't want to be with her.
Why do you say it sounds like he doesn't?
He could just be nervous.
Come on, dog.
He could be one of those guys that's timid. What does she look like?
Oh, why do you always ask that question?
Because that's what men care about.
Well, what was the matter? What does he look like?
Well, obviously, he's attractive. She's attracted to him.
Yeah, even if he's not good-looking, she's attracted to him for another reason.
He's not the one who has to worry about being put in the friend zone. It's her.
Automatic and I are married and very happily married, and we've been married for over a decade. But when we first started hanging out, we were just friends. There was no attraction whatsoever, and I started liking him because of the conversation.
Yeah, but we're talking about the dude. The conversation, he probably legit.
I started liking you when you lost all the weight. You got rid of
I hate you right now. We'll be back with my final thoughts next. Is it a good or bad idea to date your BFF? The Dana Cortez Show continues right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, I've had the same BFF for 3 years and now I have stronger feelings for him. I never thought I'd feel this way, but I want to ask him out on a date and I think he feels the same way. Problem is, I'm nervous because if it doesn't work out or he says no, it could mean the end of our friendship. Is it a good or bad idea? She suspects that he feels the same way. Now, what are your thoughts on dating your BFF? This girl likes him.
I mean, it worked out for me. Dana and I have been married a decade plus.
Yeah, but you did it a little bit more sneaky, dog.
How was I sneaky?
First of all, Anthony, DJ Automatic wasn't sneaky. I was sneaky. I was sneaky. See, that's the thing. Y'all, man, we let y'all think y'all are in control the whole time. It's just not like that.
It sounds like they haven't hooked up yet.
No, they haven't hooked up at all.
She should just try to kiss him one night.
What?
And see where that goes.
And she then, should get him drunk and try to kiss him.
I think the worst thing a woman can do is go feelings first. Man, we got to act. We need you to act something. Like, let me know.
Foolproof plan. Get him drunk. Kiss him. If he rejects her, she'd be like, oh, I'm so drunk. And then they could still be friends after.
That's
probably the best advice your husband has ever gave anybody. Round of applause, dude. That is good.
So my final words on this are, let me explain first of all how I did this with DJ Automatic. He said he wasn't attracted to me until I lost weight. First of all, that's not true. That's not true. We started hanging out as friends. And he was attracted to my mind.
Did you knock?
No, you're right. Woman. I did. I was attracted to their conversation. We would talk.
So
a lot.
You would have knocked her down if she was thick.
Yeah, of course. I'm not. Sure. Yeah.
I wasn't thick. I was fat. Don't try to do none of that around here.
Would you have done that if she was?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that picky.
So here's the deal: if you feel like he likes you, chances are he likes you, girl. I knew Automatic liked me. I knew it. I could feel it, and I did have to make the first move. And you weren't drunk. I held your hand.
Well, you were my boss. I wasn't going to go in for a kiss on my boss and then potentially get fired and rejected.
But you made the first move.
I did. I said, you know what? It never going to happen. So I reached out and then I held his hand and he held my hand and went to a party. We had a great time. We never looked back. Yeah, see?
That's the fairy tale side of it. But what happens if he says no? Do you have any advice for her on how to accept that?
Get you a new BFF. Shoot your shot though, mama. The worst thing to live with is regret. You ever not done something and you look back, you're like, oh, I don't know why I didn't try that. She will regret it if she doesn't at least try. Make a move and let us know how it goes. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ay, 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 this WTF. A Nashville school has banned Harry Potter. What the? It's the Dana Cortez Show. And listen to why. They say they've done it because they feel that there's a risk of conjuring evil spirits with the book in the school. I couldn't say that. What a straight face. A Catholic school in Nashville, Tennessee has banned the entire Harry Potter series because a reverend at the school claims the books include both good and evil magic as spells, which if read by a human can conjure evil spirits.
He's going to be really upset when he finds out the movie's not a documentary.
This man is teaching kids? This is scary. A newspaper in Tennessee obtained an email from Reverend Dan Rehill, a pastor at St. Edward's Catholic School Parish, which was sent to all the parents. And in the email, he explains that he has consulted several exorcists in the U.S. and Rome, and it was recommended that the school remove the books.
Does he know that Hogwarts isn't real?
Expecto Patronum!
Does he know that The Exorcist isn't real?
Ooh, I don't know. Wait, no, that's 100%
real. I'm
talking
about the movie.
You know what she did? Yeah, is knocking the door
right, down. Yeah, Linda Blair, the head didn't go around like that in real life.
Oh!
So the Reverend claims that the books are, in fact, a clever deception. Harry Potter, the book series, contains curses and real spells, which, if read by human being, poses great risk. A lot of news outlets, including me, by the way, we ain't a news outlet, we a radio show, but I reached out to the school district for comment, and they ain't talking. So maybe Crookshanks has got his tongue. That's the cat in Harry Potter. You guys get it? Come on!
Oh, my God, you're J.K. failing. That one was dumber than I thought.
Actually, it's kind of clever.
Oculus Repairer.
According to the Catholic Church, each pastor has authority to make such decisions for his parish school. All right. We got more of the Dana Cortez Show coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
More than half of teenagers are now vaping, and it's not good for them. It's not good for them at all. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
And I don't know how DJ Automatic found this soundbite, but it definitely fits today's topic.
I see we're smoking.
We're not smoking, we're vaping.
What's the difference?
Smoking is for losers. Vaping is for d-bags.
Oh, I want to be a d-bag.
So obviously you're pointing out that if you're smoking cigarettes or you're vaping, either way, it's not good for you. I mean,
they're
that's what
both
they're
bad for you.
Well, a lot of kids don't understand that. And I think the parents are just as clueless because this statistic here scared the hell out of me. I just shared it. More than half of teens are vaping. Do we not know what they're doing? We're just crazy.
Well, I don't think, since it's not cigarettes, I don't think a lot of people's parents associate it being a negative thing.
And then they got all the, like, the fruity flavors, and they're like really small and portable. And
exactly what you just said. So they're really promoting themselves as natural, you know, grape flavor, cherry flavor, this and that. It's all the, no. What happened to this young girl is scary. A teenager that I'm going to tell you all about when we come back ended up hospitalized. And not just for one day, not just for 2 days. This young teenage girl was actually in a coma.
I know that vaping and smoking is just bad for you, period. But I know that there is some, like, there's a lot of bootleg juices that are going around,
well,
right?
Yeah, you're right. Because one thing with vaping is it's not FDA regulated yet. So anybody with any kitchen can make some vape thing and sell it
and
to
you. And just say, here you go.
I mean, along with a girl getting sick, there's a lot of people where their vapes will blow up in their face.
Oh, and because the battery gets too hot. Yeah,
hot, all kinds of different things. So like what you're putting in your body,
I have
scary.
Like a, the way I feel about it is like this generation is almost the guinea pig.
Yeah, they really are. They really are.
It's, you know, that's scary. How I feel about it. So stay away from vaping. Now, I want to say something really quickly. I do know people that have gotten off of smoking cigarettes by vaping and then weaning themselves off completely. I get that. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about children putting this into their bodies. And this young girl's story is scary. We'll continue next with it only here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
More than half of teenagers are vaping. I could not believe that statistic.
I see we're smoking.
We're not smoking, we're vaping.
What's the difference?
Smoking is for losers. Vaping is for d-bags.
Oh, I want to be a d-bag.
You know what's interesting? I just got a message about vaping. This isn't just a teen thing. It's a young adult thing. It's an adult thing. And there's so little known about vaping.
I was just going to say, what do we do with vape influencers? Because you have like grown adult people out there.
Like the guys who do like the big clouds and
stuff.
The
crazy clouds. Mm-hmm. They're making money. They're making a lot of money off this stuff.
I get it. But, you know, people used to make a lot of money off of influencing young people to smoke. It's still done like that in other countries. And the reality is we all know that for years and years and years, decades, the tobacco companies hid the fact that they knew cigarettes were not only addictive, they kill you. You get lung cancer.
Well, I mean, one thing that should be very frightening to people who are consuming these things is if you look, the cigarette industry is really distancing themselves from the vaping industry because they already have enough negativity with it.
One cigarette company just bought.
Yeah.
One of the bigger.
Well, I'm talking like
vaping.
Health reason wise.
Yeah, for like, health, when it comes they're to, like, oh, we don't know.
Because they don't know what's going to happen with it. So they don't want it to come back on the cigarettes, which are already horrible for you. And then it comes back on you that vaping's bad for you. And they're like, oh, they're just trying to kill us.
Mm-hmm. This young girl, Maddie Nelson, is now urging the public not to smoke. She was using pins for 3 years. You know, you get this pin, you put the juice in it, you vape, it's supposed to be okay. And she ended up in the hospital. And not just for one day, 4 days later, this teenager was fighting for her life. She had fat particles growing inside her lungs that were related to the glycerin in vape juice. So her lungs were literally full of fluid. They said during the chest x-rays, they're one of the worst that these doctors had ever seen. They'd never seen anything like it. That's how crazy it is. And I think I said this earlier. I feel like this generation is like, and not just kids, just anybody who's vaping, y'all are the guinea pigs of this relatively new product that we don't really know a lot about. I don't know. I just like putting smoke and stuff in my lungs. It just don't feel right.
It's scary, but also like it's a teen thing, right? So they're going to do it when they're with their friends. So I want to ask you guys, both has parents. Dana, you can take this one. If your daughter was going to go out for a night and there may be some people vaping, What would you tell your daughter to keep her away from it?
I mean, the same thing that I've always told her, whether it comes to drugs or alcohol. You know, you see mommy and daddy, we're living the way we want you to live. We've really made a conscious effort to be the example, right? Not just say, you know how you a lot of people keep alcohol in their house? That's on you. I don't.
Well, there's already kids at her school that have been caught vaping. It's like,
and she knows. She's like, why would you want to put something in your lungs other than air? And I'm like, I don't know. I thought that was so smart when she said that.
That's a good point.
I'm like, go ahead, 12-year-old, with your little comments, because it's real. Like, why would you put something in your body that you really don't know anything about? You know, and I think that's what you got to talk to your kids about. This young woman here stayed in a medically induced coma for 3 days. Her family was terrified. And now she's begging people. She's sharing her story on social media and begging people, don't do this. We don't know enough about it. And by the way, she'll never be the same. She's never going to fully recover from this. She's completely 100% injured her lungs and now will have problems for the rest of her life. She just turned 18.
Well, just this summer alone, there's been 215 people that have gone to hospitals. And so if they don't have the knowledge of what's going into the juices and you're inhaling them, they can't help you because there's no they don't know. Basically, they don't know what's going on.
Don't be the guinea pig for these companies that are making millions and millions of dollars off of people who, honestly, I think innocently were tricked into thinking that it's natural.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I'm rocking with you guys, too. Now, we can sit here and tell people the facts of why it's negative for your body. But, Dana, why did you choose to do this today?
Reading this story hit home as a mom for me. I can't imagine my daughters. You know, I have three daughters. I can't imagine them coming home and saying, I don't feel good. You know, something's wrong with me. And having to take them to the hospital and knowing that for the rest of their lives, they're going to suffer because of a company's greed, to be honest. And I want to share this with other parents. And I think this is a conversation we continue to have. Today is one thing, and we'll probably put it on our podcast. Please, if you missed any of it and you want to share it with your kids, please listen. But it's not the last time we're going to have this conversation. I've got all of these facts up about Maddie and, of course, about vaping now online. Go to Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. We'll be right back, y'all, with more to show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I can't believe that y'all are so nasty that there has to be a law now against sending meat pics. Exactly. I agree 100%. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? Top of the debate. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, look, is this even a debate? Like, why are men sending unsolicited photos of their nether regions? Nobody asked for that.
Okay, so it's not only men. Women do it as well.
Oh, okay, and you've complained about that, I'm sure.
But I have gotten unsolicited
Pew Research
of boobs.
Pew Research will show that 21% of women between the ages of 18 and 19 report being sexually harassed online compared to just 9% of men.
Thank you so much, Anthony A, because you know what? Ew. I've seen these photos. Girls share them. They're like, ooh, do you see what he sent me? Let me see. Ah, and then we laugh and we joke. But at the end of the day, it's not funny. Nobody wants to see that. It's so bad that Bumble is being asked to crack down on offenders who send these photos. A woman will be like, hey, what's up? And the guy's like, here.
Straight to the meat.
Like, what are you doing?
I mean, in Texas now, it's up to a $5,000 fine for sending an unsolicited meat pic.
I guarantee you that most guys that are doing this don't have $5,000 to pay the fine. And how do you identify him? Do you put him in the lineup?
Could you pick yours out of a lineup?
Oh, of course.
I don't think I could.
I could pick Otto's out of a lineup.
Oh.
He's my husband.
Has your husband ever sent you some naughty while he's on the road?
Absolutely not. I would never allow that to be out there in the.
It lives online forever.
Forever.
That's what Snapchat's for, dude.
No.
That still lives online forever.
Come on. The law says that it's unsolicited. Now, solicited ones, I think every relationship needs them. They're like nudes are flowers for men.
Okay, that's fine. Well, you know what? Picks are picks. We don't want them. So here's my question. Have you ever sent a woman an unsolicited meat pick? Ladies, have you ever received one? And that last question to my girls, when I read you this statistic of women on Bumble who receive these photos, I'm sure everybody listening has gotten one. I'll reveal the number next, and I'm taking your calls, 833-DATA-SHOW. We'll be right back, y'all. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We must establish here that none of us has ever sent an unsolicited nude photo. Am I right?
Oh, you are correct.
But never want to put that kind of power in a woman's hand.
No.
I mean, I'll put it in her hand, but not
not that kind of power.
So why do you think a man would do that? Honestly, you guys are men.
Because men are simple creatures, and they think that women think like they do, and we get excited when you send us those pictures.
Someone is going to accept it. There's guys out there who, if I shoot 100 shots,
you think somebody one in 100 will work?
One in 100. One woman
will be a
little.
I'm saying one in 1,000.
All right, still one.
Okay, so let me give you this crazy statistic. Bumble CEO Whitney Wolf Heard approached Representative Meyer.
Ha! Oscar Meyer?
I knew that. I was like, did you really just read that? Anyway, they conducted a study, okay, that showed 1 in 3 women had received unsolicited sexual photos. 96% of these women were not pleased to receive these images because nobody wants to see us junk unless we ask for it.
4% of them wanted it.
God, that's horrible. Have you ever sent an unsolicited meat pic? Line 1-833 Dana Show.
It's actually a very funny thing. It's my fantasy football name. But
What did you just say?
That is my fantasy football name because of a trip I took last summer.
Oh,
okay.
It's somebody that sent them to me.
Someone sent you unsolicited meat pics?
Not meat pics, just naked photos. It was a woman.
Okay. Now I'm way off track. Have you ever sent a photo of your junk that the woman didn't ask for?
No.
Oh, absolutely my God. I'm like, why the hell we got this man on the phone? Hang on with this man. He just wanted to tell us his fantasy football name. I mean, I'm trying to figure out why he called in.
Kind of a good one, though.
Line 2-833 Dana Show, or you know what, take line 4. Have you ever sent an unsolicited meat pic to a woman?
Nope. Especially now that it is illegal, you will never see me send that.
So basically, you're not admitting to it.
No, I never have. I have never sent an unsolicited package pic.
Have you sent a solicited one, though?
Yes.
Okay. But. Before you give me the butt, because we don't want to see the butt, too. The question or the statement that I have is, you know that lives on the internet forever, right? Your package is out there.
No, not my package. See, I would Google other people's
packages. I have a feeling that's a tactic a lot of men do.
You're a cat d-
Oh, my God!
Or a d-
Oh my God. How disappointed is she going to be when she knows it's Google? We'll be right back, y'all. We got to continue this talk online. Y'all want to continue this? Can we do it online? Are we going to get in trouble?
Just don't send a photo.
Okay. We don't want to see it.
Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. And if you're on Instagram, go to @DanaCortez. Comment. We're dropping this now, y'all. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This WTF is not for the faint of heart. The Dana Cortez Show is reporting that a mouse dove headfirst into a deep fryer at a Whataburger restaurant in Bastrop, Texas. The whole scene was caught on video by a customer named Brashawn Lewis, who, of course, posted it on Facebook and gives us a clear play-by-play.
No, literally a rat. Look at that. Oh, no.
Well, let me just, you know, my dad owns a pest control company, and in my professional experience, that was a mouse. That is not a rat.
Oh, thank you, DJ on that.
Everybody knows that a rat is just a, wait, mouse. Mice is the plural of rat. The whole time I thought mouse was a plural of rat. My fault. Okay, my bad.
What?
Sorry. I really thought the way you say plurally for rats is mouse.
Hold on.
I really.
You can only tell 2 more jokes for the rest of the day.
I wish that was a joke. I'm just dyslexic.
Anyway, or
that,
dumb.
That was dumb. I'm out. You guys go ahead and finish the story.
So the restaurant manager informs people that they will be refunded.
All right, y'all. Whoever paid for their food will get your money back.
Yeah.
Please do.
Wait, you think, lady? You're going to get your money back. So the whole time, the staff is trying to catch the mouse. It's scampering across the counter, which, of course, causes panic and disgust because, as we all know, there's no such thing as one mouse. Where there is one, there are many.
Oh, they, this girl finna try to catch this up. This girl finna try to catch this rat, bro.
So listen to this. I'm gonna tell you what happens next. The customers watch as the mouse runs across, okay? Launches himself right into the fryer.
No.
Not kidding. That is the sound of the mouse cooking.
Oh, what a degree. That is fried.
Oh, my God.
Beef fried rat.
You want fries with that? You are going to love this video. I'm just telling you again, if you are easily disturbed, you want to watch it. At Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back, y'all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Woo!
There we go.
Did you feel that? I felt that.
I felt it.
Trippy Red, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show.
Thank you, sir, for so much.
What's up,
man? All right, so you're here in New York, the big city. It feels good to have you in here. Thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, you know, I was reading about you and stuff, and obviously everybody knows about the music. I want to know what it was like growing up as Trippy Red. I read that you grew up with a single mom. I was raised by my Nana and my mom and my uncle, a single mom and my uncle. So what was it like for you as a child growing up in your home, and what do you think the most important thing your mother ever taught you was?
I mean, everything my mother taught me was very important to me. So, I don't know. As far as, like, life growing up, I guess, I didn't really have my dad. He was locked up. But, other than that, it was like, I don't know. I was a baby kid. Like,
I used to
just roam around.
Were you a bad kid?
Yeah, I used to do dumb stuff. Like,
what?
Like throw rocks at houses and stuff. Like young. This is when I was young though. But.
And what would your mom tell you when you do stuff like that?
She wouldn't even know.
She knows now.
Yeah.
What's the relationship like with mom today? Like, do you guys talk every day? Is that?
Of course.
What about dad?
I talk to him sometimes.
What is that relationship like now? I don't know my dad, so I mean.
It's whatever.
Can you explain to me about the 666 theory that you got?
Yeah,
what
please.
About it?
Well, just like, because I know I've heard you talk about it before, but I want our audience to be familiar with it, how you, about the 666 and how, what it means to you.
666 is 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 electrons. And every human has that in them. So the theory behind it was that, you feel me, no other thing on this earth, like an animal or, you know, anything other than a human is like 666, has 666 in them. So the theory is we're like the mark of the beast, or like we're what considered could be the Antichrist or the devil or whatever, which is just like nonsense. But, you know, That's what it is. Like, we're built up of 666, all human beings, because we know right from wrong, and we have the choice to do right or wrong.
Do you feel like too many people make the wrong choice?
A lot of people make the wrong choices. A lot of people make the right choices, but hey, it is what it is. It's life. You got to do what you got
to
do.
Speaking of choices, so when you were deciding to move from Ohio to Atlanta, what was like the, what pushed you to move from the, like that whole move?
Music.
The music.
Atlanta, because it's more groundwork, and it's more under the radar, and like on the stream, like everybody can see, like on the scene, but it's like under the radar type. I don't know how to explain it. It felt like the groundwork of
the underbelly.
Career, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was a place where I could do
really
what I wanted
music
to do. Yeah, without having to have so much money, and because I was broke, you know, I ain't really have nothing.
What you got now? What's in your bank account? give me a little bit of number. Give me a zeros. Like, is it seven? Is it six? Is it almost seven?
It's a lot of zeros.
I like that. So for you, Atlanta was better than LA because you felt like you could work on your craft and not spend as much money.
Right. It was more so like I can make like better like connections with people and really get to be on some other stuff with those people without having nothing really to offer besides music.
So the one thing I know that somebody's going to say, because you asked about the 666, are you somebody who believes in God?
Grew up in a Christian home.
Okay, so the answer is yes.
Yeah, I'm just like,
because you know somebody's going to, under the YouTube, like somebody's going to write something.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I see things and I question them, and it's like, this is a real thing. Scientists came up with this. Like, we really have six protons, six neutrons,
it's
six
fact.
Electrons. We are built up of that. You know what I'm saying? It's in us. So, you know, like, for us to be those type of beings, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just makes sense. Like, we're the only ones that could be that. So it's not necessarily saying everybody is that, but I'm saying, like, any one of us could be that, like the Antichrist or something like that, you know?
Does that scare you?
Nah, because it's like, it is what it is.
Is there anything that's
I don't even necessarily know if I even believe in the Antichrist or anything. I know, I go with the flow. I like, I believe in there's a God. I don't know.
You, I feel you, because we had this conversation.
I've been to church so many times. You know, it'd just be weird. Like, weird things happen at churches. Like, why is the pastor
so much adultery in churches, dog? So much.
I think there's a difference between being a religious person and a spiritual person, and believing
in
energy
spiritual.
And the law of man are two different things to me.
Okay, yeah. See, I'm more spiritual. Like, I like spiritual.
We had talked about religion and spirituality being more of a moral compass for people.
Right.
Like, I'm more so aligned with that than more so, like, organized religion.
And your mom just goes to church every day, goes to church for all of us.
Yeah.
She's Catholic.
Yeah. So it's like, I love hearing what my peoples have to say that go to church. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I like hearing when my auntie get on the phone with me and pray for me and stuff like that, because I know it's really a God, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, it's energy. It's all energy no matter what you believe in. She's just putting the energy towards you, yeah.
I'm still curious, so sometimes I'd be like, dang, like what if God is just, like, in me? Like, and I'm just, like, my conscience is really, like, God, and I'm like, I got
to
go.
And that's what's talking to you, right? That's what's telling you, don't do that.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, because it's like, you know right from wrong, so that's kind of, like, you battling you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So,
that moral compass, yeah.
You know, like, everybody has, I feel like it's either there's one God or everybody just has their own, you know.
I like that idea, though, right? I like that idea of that conscious being, that good part trying to tell you to go that direction.
Yeah.
Do you follow that when you make music, or are you just like, I'm just going to have fun? What is your
creative process?
Yes, like, how do you get into that mode?
I really just do it. Like, I hear a beat and I love the beat so much, I go to the studio and just like hum and make a melody, and then when I make the melody, I put the words to it. So I never really write anything, I just freestyle it.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
If you could work with anybody today, if I handed you this phone and I said you can call anybody on the planet, not dead or alive, alive. Because that's a loaded question.
Gotta be alive.
Gotta be alive. Who would you work with right now? If we said they're going to be in the studio right now. One person.
He's worked with pretty much like a lot
I know,
of people.
But there's always somebody on the list.
Katy Perry.
Hello. Let's get that going. Let's put that in the universe.
Stream the latest from Trippie Redd. You want to talk about Mac 10? You want to talk about your single? What do you want? You know, let's do it.
Yeah, we could talk about it.
! The album.
Yeah.
Stream it.
Stream that. And for the people who are new to Trippie Redd music, what should we expect on that ! Album, feature-wise, who we have on there?
I have The Game. I have Lil Duke and Lil Baby. And I think that's it.
How did that Game connection come about?
That's interesting,
the Game,
right?
Yeah, that's a little bit of more old school for
Europe. Yeah, The Game hit me up. He really likes me. His son really likes me too. I pulled up to his son's birthday party and performed for him too.
Oh, that's nice. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't say no to the game. Have you seen how big that man is?
Also on that note, Trippy, I know you, in my opinion, man, you represent a whole new wave of new hip-hop artists who are coming up through a different method than artists before, right? Because these platforms weren't available. And one thing about these platforms is, you know, things live up there forever. Would you have any advice to an up-and-coming artist coming through the streaming platforms? Like, anything you look back on and be like, man, maybe I shouldn't have done that, or maybe I would have done it this way. You have any advice for an artist who maybe where Trippy Red was 3 years ago?
I mean, the only advice I could really give is to not pay attention to anything. And when I say that, I mean, like, not pay attention to anything negative. You got to look at everything like it's positive, even the negative. And when I say this because, like, all publicity is good publicity regardless of anything, you know what I'm saying? It's always gonna help regardless. So I don't really fault anything I've done or anything. I don't look back on anything I've done and be like, I shouldn't have did that. Cause at the end of the day, yeah, it was a learning experience.
Absolutely.
And also it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't really changed nothing. I'm still here, Anna. So, you know, like, I just encourage artists to do what they feel and to be theyself. Yeah, and that's what I was really talking about on my album too. Like, album was really like, it wasn't like love songs like usual. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was two love songs on there, and that's like the self-titled track and Throw It Away was the only love songs. But other than that, like, this project is like about people being themselves and me being myself and encouraging people to be themselves and ultimately just putting a body of work together that I put my all into that wasn't what people usually expect from me, so.
That's a very exciting. Trippy Red, The Dana Cortez Show. We love you, man. Thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, thank you.
Woo! Yeah. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Yo, what's up? This is Trippy Red on The Dana Cortez Show. You know what I'm saying? And go stream! Right now.